Let us pray. Lord God, in this joyous time, we pray that you would come and that you would be in our midst. And that you would open us up completely to your word, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
This was not the way I thought my sermon was going to start. But last night, one of our nieces was having her 40th birthday party. And we were invited and probably would not have gone except that some of our kids came in to go to it. And the theme was circus. And she was dressed as a ringmaster, and everybody came in costume, with the exception of her Aunt Belinda and her Uncle David. We weren't planning to be there for a long time. We just wanted to come in and, you know, say hey and see everything. And they have, on their side of the family, every family has one of these, their Uncle Mark. And met him at the door, or he met me and said, I don't really have a costume. And he said, well, I can help you. So he went out to the car, and he came back with three little bags with clown noses in them. And he let me select one, and so I went in. Suddenly I was in costume.
I didn't notice the difference.
But the weird thing was, you expect some weird things to happen. But he came up to me. I'm standing there, and he said, by the way, you can keep the nose. And I was thinking, you don't say it out loud, but you would want it after it's been on my nose. He said, you can keep the nose. He said, the only thing I ask, and this is how you know when someone's had too much beverage. The only thing I ask is that in return, you do something nice for somebody. That you do some kind deed. So, y'all just keep waiting. It's liable to happen. I might do that. But the reason I mention that is because the circus theme got me thinking. When I was a child and Ringling Brothers came to town in Knoxville, they, from the train station to the Coliseum, there was a parade. And it was awesome. It was awesome. And I don't know if any of you remember Gunther Gable Williams, the animal trainer. I mean, to me, coolest guy who ever lived. He was riding on top of an elephant standing with a leopard on a leash. Leopard on a leash would have done it. But he was shouting commands to the elephants. And they would stop. And they would turn. And they would, all on his voice command. And I just thought, wow, this is the greatest parade ever. And it got me thinking last night as I was trying to go to sleep with grandchild crying, that this is a week of parades. It starts off with a parade. Woo-hoo! And we're all pumped. It's a wonderfully joyous day. I always, as a child, look forward to Palm Sunday. And, we come in here and we sing our hosannas, and it's great. But we also know, and I think that's a great thing that we take the palm branches and we tie them into crosses. Because this day, this whole celebration is overshadowed by the cross and the parade that's going to come at the end of the week. It's a downhill ride from here, folks. Get all the joy you can today. It is a downhill ride. And it ends with us standing outside a sealed tomb on Saturday at the end of the week. On Palm Sunday, we shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, save us. And then the rest of the week, God shows us what that salvation looks like. But this is a happy day. But this is a happy occasion. Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. And if you know what movie that came from, kudos to you. I mean, you have people throwing their cloaks in front of Jesus on a donkey, riding down from Bethphage to the city. And you know, if you only had Luke's gospel, this Sunday would be called Cloak Sunday.
Yeah.
You may have noticed there were no palms. And if you had only Mark or Matthew as your only gospel, it would be Branch Sunday. Because it said they took branches and laid them down. You have to have my favorite gospel, the Gospel of John, to get the palms. But it is Palm Sunday. And we love it. We absolutely love it. The people see Jesus riding on this donkey and they know exactly what it means. They know the prophecy from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the people cry out in response from Psalm 118, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. The importance of that day was not lost on the crowd. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. It's happening now. But we know the whole story. We know how this ends. I remember first time I visited the seminary after I had been released on parole to a church to watch over me for a while. I came back and my Old Testament professor saw me and he came up to me and said, how's it going, David? I said, fine. He said, you enjoy ministry? Yes, fine. I said, and the congregation loves me. I'd only been a pastor for maybe 5 months. And I said, they haven't even finished picking up the palm branches from when I came into town. And he looked at me and said, and remember how that story ended. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
Amen.
But today, in the midst of this joy, Christians all over the world are celebrating in a million different ways. In Israel, earlier today, service began at the church of Bethphage, and they processed down Mount Olive through the Stephen Gate to the church of St. Anne and had a worship service. It's an annual pilgrimage that was started by the Crusaders. Palestinian children in the West Bank today. Palestinian Christians, and there are some. Used to be more. They had a procession, and the children wear paper crowns on their heads. And written in it, of course, in Arabic script, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. And they carry their palm branches. But not everybody in the world has palms. As you might expect, that in Krakow, Poland, they don't have palms. But they weave these giant wicker fronds. And they weave flowers into them. And the idea is to make it as tall as you possibly can. And then you march in the parade. And it's actually a contest as to who has the tallest and the prettiest one. At 9:30 this morning, Vatican time, the Pope blessed the palms. They had a procession. And in St. Peter's Square, he led a special mass. And it's going to be that way all around the world today as the sun rises on our brothers and sisters. In places, in Paraguay, I know they, in a lot of towns, they have a statue of Jesus on a donkey. And men at the front carry it and everybody processes behind it singing. In the Philippines, people carry crosses not little ones like we have, great big ones like a human would hang on. It's just amazing. All over the world, people celebrate and march in this parade. It's a triumphant celebration, and we love it. But as we go into Holy Week, in most churches, not so much here, but in most churches around the world, attendance will start to dwindle through the week. But of course, it peaks greatly on Easter Sunday. The triumphal procession's great. There's no problem with walking with Jesus into Jerusalem in that parade, but people don't want to go to Gethsemane. People don't want to walk the Via Della Rosa. People don't want to do the Stations of the Cross. Who wants to watch a crucifixion? It's human nature to avert your gaze. Now, you might remember in 1997, James Cameron did a movie called Titanic. It was fairly popular. It won 11 Academy Awards. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, Adrienne, she loved it so much that as soon as it came out on VHS, she had to have it. Now, one thing you might not remember about the movie is the movie was 195 minutes long. That's a long runtime. Took two tapes. And she had both of them. And I was visiting her once, and she confided in me, "I only watched the first tape." "What?" I said, "It's Titanic. It's about the sinking of the Titanic." She said, "Yeah, that I can't watch the horror on the second tape." She said, "I watched the love story on the first tape. It's great." And it was. If you remember, it was a very improbable love story. But everybody loved it. Everybody remembers. Especially her not scooting over and letting Jack up onto the door so that he would freeze to death in the water. I've never forgiven her for that. Yeah. But I think she really inherited it from me, because I know I've told you all this before. Yeah, I mean, think, you, how many of you saw Titanic?
I mean,
everybody. You don't want to watch hundreds of people die, especially that propeller guy. And if you don't remember him, ooh, go back and watch it. Bing! You don't want to watch that.
At least it was over quickly.
Yes. But I think I've told you before, 2004, Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. Powerful, powerful movie. We went to see it in the theater, and it's extremely graphic. It's extremely powerful. And I remember on the way, I said, "Well, we've got to buy that when it comes out on DVD. And so we did. To this day, we have not watched it. We can't make it. Honey, pop some popcorn. Let's watch the Can't make myself watch that. I've loaned it to several people. And said, "Oh, we didn't see it. Here." Yeah. "You don't have to give it back. Just yeah." They always give it back. "Here's your movie." Don't want to see that. I mean, it opens with the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane and moves on to far worse things as we go. But people love Palm Sunday, and they would like to skip from Palm Sunday right to Easter. I think all of us would. Jesus would have preferred it that way. It's what he said in the garden. Let's skip. If there's another way. And you know, and a lot of people will. They're going to skip all of this, and they're going to show up for Easter. And then, anybody know what the Sunday after Easter is called?
Low Sunday.
Low Sunday. And that has nothing to do with the liturgy. It has to do with the attendance. It's Low Sunday. And that's sad. But that's, and I think that's because they didn't walk the walk during Holy Week.
Amen.
People don't want to. I don't want to. But in this week is the truth of everything that happens in this week. It's really what makes all the other weeks of the year bearable. It's what gives meaning to the other weeks of the year. This is the week when God reveals how deep and wide His love for us is. It's the week when God draws human suffering into Himself. It's the week that demonstrates for us that God truly understands our fears and that God truly understands our pain and our agony and our sorrow. God knows the heartache of betrayal. God knows the despair of being abandoned. He knows the helplessness in the face of cruelty. He understands abuse. He understands torture. He understands death, and He understands our fear of death. No other religion in the world has anything that approaches the truth of this week. No other group can say that they have experienced the love of God as we have experienced it. Years ago in the 70s, Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote a book called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. He wrote it because his son had died of a genetic disorder that was incurable. He died at the age of 14, and he was devastated and wrote the book. His conclusions were faulty, theologically, but one thing he said near the end of the book, and kudos to him for this, is that Christianity has a leg up on other religions in that we understand a God who suffered. And that we have a God, we worship a God who suffers with us and understands where we are. I often wondered, how could somebody be that close to the kingdom and miss it? But, tradition, right? It's their tradition to miss. But this week, which begins today, is holy. It is a week set apart from all others, and it's the truth of this week that makes every day of every week bearable. Amen. So celebrate today. Our King does come to us humble and riding on a donkey. Join with the crowd and shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, save us. But also journey through the week to see what that salvation looks like. Walk in that next parade. Walk with Jesus to Gethsemane. Walk with Him as He stands before the Sanhedrin and then before Pilate. As He's scourged, watch. And walk to Golgotha, stand at the foot of the cross. Go to the garden tomb and watch them roll the stone into place. And if anyone asks you what love looks like, tell them it looks like this week. Amen. Amen.